anything on Clay, or was just
Clay Matthews? He missed practice today. Had some knee soreness, so he went through the rehab phase.
Mike, you begin every practice with team tackling, ball security, fundamentals. Is that one of those deals where you get what you emphasize?
Definitely, and I think it's not only the fact that the game of football ultimately comes down to the fundamentals. That's why we start practice with it. And I think the level of intensity and the emphasis that we're doing in those particular areas, beginning of practice, has been better so far this year. So we need to keep it up.
You got to get the tempo that you're looking for here in these padded practices.
Tempo's been good. Not great, but it's been good. These are installation practices. Today was installation number 4, which puts us halfway through the installation phase. Emphasis was red zone. So things happen faster down there. The periods go quicker, which is natural. I thought the offense did some really good things today at practice. So, but it takes some time. I think there's definitely peaks and valleys in our work so far, this training camp, but we're getting a lot of quality video to learn from, and that's what your players need to continue to grow and improve.
And might be Clay out for a couple days, a week?
Don't have a timeline for Clay Matthews.
What happened with Nate Palmer? Do you expect him to Nate Palmer?
He has a hand injury, so he's clubbed up, and I thought he did a good job working through it.
That happened Saturday?
Correct.
Is there an update on Coxon?
Coxon has, through a lot of evaluation, he's out with a concussion.
Mike, has Quinn Rollins a full go from here on out, and are you happy with the work the young DBs are getting in so far in camp?
Happy with the work. Quentin was in a limited fashion today, so really wanted to treat him more like the rest of the team was treated in day one, so this is his first day.
Coach, is there anybody that stuck out to you, maybe exceeded your expectations of where you thought they'd be now a week at camp?
No. I mean, I don't really have four practice expectations. I'm really focused on how people or individuals are being integrated into the training in the specifics of each period. We're accomplishing that. There's definitely individuals making plays, so that's exciting. But we got four practices in that are important.
This week, this particular week that ends with family night, since it's a full week and there's no preseason game to interrupt it, could you talk about the importance of this week establishing the physicality of camp?
Well, your padded practices are obviously at the highest priority. So we got four more padded practices this week. We have a Wednesday schedule where we need to initiate our whole football team into a stay program format. So that's what we'll do Wednesday. That's important to take one day and make sure we get that exactly the way that I want it. We have a new facility. We have a new training center. So there's some things that we'll be able to improve on from last year. So we'll take Wednesday and meet and walk through and things like that. It'll be kind of a review day for us. But the other four practices are very important because it's padded work, the fundamental aspect of it. But to get all your scheme in, but when we walk off the field Saturday night after family night, we will have all of our scheme in for the season.
Mike, is there any concern about Aberderis, or is he making progress like getting
him to be able to? Yeah, Jared's making progress. He's still going through the protocol. So, but he's, as I'm told, was better in our meeting this morning. He's definitely better today than he was Saturday.
Mike, with Clay, was that something he felt after practice Saturday? Did you hear about it yesterday, or did it something he just showed up with today? I mean, was it a result of that?
I don't really understand the importance of that. Exactly when it happened, probably sometime Saturday. We're just being smart with him.
Do you see Hundley settling in a little bit? Seems like maybe a little bit more sure of himself. Brett Hundley?
Who?
Brett Hundley?
Yeah.
Does it seem like he's settling in a little bit?
I think he's, I think he's done a really good job picking it up. The quarterback room is a really good room. I think both those young guys have come in here and picked up a complicated offense. And he just needs reps. So I think he's definitely has improved from the OTAs to this point, and that's what you're looking for.
I had so many returning starters on offense. How much further ahead does it put you on these installation days?
Well, I would say the offensive production has been good in comparing to prior years, particularly the last 2 days. I thought the third down segments and in the red zone segments, the offense was very productive. So that's what you like to see. But, they need to continue to do so. I thought defense got better today. Saturday was not quite what we were looking for. So, but it was the first time in pads. Some of the things that we needed to correct from Saturday today, you saw it on the field. I thought the defense did a better job getting off blocks today than they did Saturday. They started slow in the first red zone drill, but I thought they picked it up there in the second red zone drill.
Having guys like Micah and Sam that played early in their career in the defensive backfield, how much does that help the younger guys?
Micah Hyde?
Yeah,
Mike is, he's played good football for us. We got young corners. Morgan Burnett's back here as a leader. Ha-Ha has really, really stepped up. So, Micah does an outstanding job not only on defense but also special teams.
Mike, how has Marius Randle done, not just adjusting to the speed of the game, but obviously playing on the outside?
Looks comfortable. Looks like his understanding is high. So, he's very natural, a lot of things. But it's he's like any other young player. I mean, there's a certain way that each player, each position is taught, the specifics of the fundamentals of how they apply to our scheme. So he needs to continue to develop with that, and he will.
Mike, Kyrie Thornton, a guy who missed all last year, does he look like a guy who's missed?
Kyrie's definitely improved on from last year, but, he's still young, raw, and he's off to a solid start.
Coach Dick, Ryan used a matter of different schematics today. Your evaluation on him so far?
I don't really have evaluations on any of our players. We met as a staff this morning, talked about what the each coach thought. It really wasn't about where they are because it's a little premature for that. But Jake's doing good. Jake's a very bright young man. Has picked it up. I think. There's some things he struggled with on special teams in the spring in the OTAs. He's definitely improved in that area, particularly the footwork on punt protection. But he's comfortable and in the early part of it. But when it goes fast and the blitzes and competing against Aaron is a challenge. Aaron's a very challenging quarterback at the line of scrimmage, and he's been challenging our defense, and we'll only get better with that. And particularly those inside linebackers.